Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jazz and Louie, and catch up on free rego across the entire Tiguan range until the end of June. Treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Oh, big happy Friday, family. Hope you're having a cracking day. It is a 90-minute sprint here on the Rush Hour. It'd be fair to say it feels like we're sitting on a volcano today. The great man witnessed his team put in a very inept performance last night. I think he's ready to fire today. I'm not going to preview anything on the show. I'm just going to get to him right now. Big Juice, Big J, J-Man, welcome to the show.
G'day, Louie. That was a terrible performance last night. I'm telling you now, that was one of the worst performances this year by the Adelaide Crows players. And take nothing away from an outstanding Hawthorn football side. They executed their game plan to the minute, and well done to Clarko, who's a coach that likes to make moves while the game continues on throughout the night. Not just sit on his hands and bloody just watch it just drift past by.
Mm-hmm.
Make some change when you're under pressure, Lou. I'm no super coach, but you can see it when you sit there and watch it. You called it. Crows fans have had enough.
Yeah, do something,
I've
Donald.
Had enough.
Donald, do something is the new catch cry.
Sheepers.
Big show, Tommy Lynch from the Adelaide Crows. That man will be asked the tough questions just after 5 o'clock, as we understand it. I think he's on the way taking his young lad to the movies. Won't let that get in the way of a feel-good interview, will we, Juice?
No, Lou. No, not at all.
Simon Cadditch, Australian cricket champ, is going to join us about the tense negotiations happening between Cricket Australia and the Australian Cricketers Association. Cat is the liaison officer for the Australian Cricketers Association. There's been a little bit of movement there, so we'll fill you in on that.
I'll still have my coffin ready, though.
Absolutely. Yeah, you never know. They're looking for scabs to go to, where they go, Bangladesh. And I'm going to give you a stat in a moment about where the Crows are at, and I'll tell you why last night should have come as no surprise. No surprise whatsoever. Sit tight. Round of music normally happens on a Monday. Murph, normally happens on a Monday. I've gone early here. Apologies about the poor production quality. It was just a quick idea I had before jumping on show. Adelaide Crows.
Yips.
Whoa,
yeah. Now they're laughing. They're
getting bigger. Oh, I love the mentals. And as it goes like anything, started out just drinking beer. Didn't know why the hell or what we were doing here. We had a couple more.
Yeah, they're making
fun of
us.
It'll make you feel a little better.
Yeah. Mocking us.
Believe me, Jars, it had nothing to do with the letter. Good work, Murph. Up next, though, Crows Review. Get involved, family. 133353. Jump on Twitter. What the hell's going on?
Need some changes.
At Crows Lane, I'll tell you what's going on.
Make some tough calls.
It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella, where they've got free rego across the entire Tiguan range for the month of June. You've got the Rush Hour, Charles and Louie on 104.7 Triple M.
You can join the show at any time. We love it when the family get involved. I've got a caller right now. We're going to go to Para Hills. Nev, welcome to the Rush Hour. You've got a reasoning. You think you know why the big juice is rattled.
Charles, I love your show to bit, and it's the first time for I don't know how long you've not said hello to the family and all the listeners and everything. Because you're that worked up about that bloody Crows team last night is unbelievable, mate. You've got to have a big breath, deep breath, and have a can of Coke, and you'll be good.
Earth.
Thanks, Nev. I appreciate your support, mate. I do apologise to the family.
It's unlike you.
Yeah, I know, because you know I love the family.
And everyone was looking for a bit of Friday night weather. We didn't get that.
Yeah, I do apologise. Can I give Nev a prize, please?
Yeah,
sure. That's really just calm me down a bit. Thanks, Nev.
$50 Samtas seafood voucher coming your way.
Do you need to take your shoes off, Earth? Maybe I do a few
You know what? Yeah, tonight I'm going to put some candles. Good, I was just about to jump through the TV and strangle some of our
boys. All right, let's get to Donny Pike after the game.
Disappointing night. Disappointing for us, coaches, players, members, supporters, all around. No other way to describe it. For whatever reason, full credit to Hawthorn, they were able to come out and play a good game of footy and pressure on the ball, but our execution tonight was miles off the level that we've experienced and we've had, and we never really got into gear.
Yes.
That's four games in a row we've heard that, Pikey.
Yeah.
No aggression. We're not on an aggressive side.
He's right on the money. Execution was horrendous.
Yeah, under pressure.
Yeah, horrendous.
Do it. Focus on it. Practice it at training, Lou.
Yeah,
until you get 1,000 hours of it.
All right, the great man himself, Mark Ricciuto, straight after the game.
I think it's a reality check for Adelaide where they're at the moment. I don't think they're going very good at all. I think they're in second gear, and they've been there for a while. They're stuck in there. I thought the week off might have freshened them up and they'd get back to being their sharper side. But you can go right back to that North Melbourne game. I haven't seen a lot since then that really gave me any confidence that they are anywhere near the form they're in those first 6 weeks of the year.
Mark Ricciuto last night on Triple M Footy. Out of the ladder, if you were to do a ladder from round seven onwards after the 6-0 start, and obviously they played one more game than everybody else, they are 3-4 in the last seven games, and on that note would have them anywhere between 9th and 15th.
Jeez.
On an adjusted ladder from round seven, the Hawks.
Where are they?
Now, they sit with a 4-3 record, sit fourth.
Since round seven.
Yeah, so Hawks, well and truly, it was a 3-3 proposition going into that game last night.
No way. That's where it sits. We're on the nose.
You're a little bit off at the moment.
Off?
Tim Watson suggests you're off, so much so that you can't get to the big dance.
Not on playing this way, they won't win the grand final.
What way in particular?
Well, they like to get on the fly. They like to run. I think their game is built about getting free and being able to express themselves.
One style only?
I think you can play like that if the game allows you to. But if you get drawn into finals football, which is more about sort of playing that one-on-one, that inside-type football, that more pressurised football, I don't think they have the mindset to want to play like that.
Fair call.
Yeah, very good call.
Good observation.
He's been there. Well, he knows what it's like.
It's that the ability to grind. They are
spot on.
No doubt. They're unstoppable when they're up and about. But when it's not on their terms, what do they do to get it back? They don't make the game hard.
No, they don't.
To play against.
They don't.
You know, they don't. Pockies didn't want to round the man up last night.
No.
So they didn't round. They didn't round the two up against the Demons.
Nope.
I think the most disturbing thing is, and everybody's having rough nights and bad nights, but they've had two losses here at home against teams that, you know, in reality they should have beaten, just. So that whole idea of your fortress, your house of pain.
No.
Even though it's still a tough road trip, it's not. And the one for mine, and I've banged on for a long time about this one. The moment you slow the speed down, both with Adelaide and Port Adelaide, they feed. They like the 98 petrol. They like the real good stuff going in and high octane. Whereas if you go and just fill yourself up with a little bit of 91 and play around with that and maybe chip around, hit a target and don't let them just work and zone off, all of a sudden make them defend and become accountable, win your fair share of footy. It's a different ball game because, A, they don't have the ball in their hands, so they don't have time on ball to hurt you. Mm. And secondly, they're expending their energy actually defending juice. Mm. And that's something they don't like to do. They like to use it on attack and rebound and, you know, slingshot.
Slingshot.
So, 133353 is our number. Vent if you like. What do you got for me there? I'll tell you where I'm going later in the show.
Oh,
I'm calling a very impromptu meeting of the chairman of selectors. There's a little thing called the Knights of the Round Table here in Adelaide, South Australia. You'd know. KG Cunningham, Knuckles Curley, are two participants of it.
Oh, no.
I've been privy to a conversation previously where Tex Walker was mooted as to go back to the sandfall.
Oh,
I'm going
to
check in with that.
Please don't.
That meeting. It's happening around 5:15 this afternoon.
Oh.
I am. I'm going to get George on the line and just see what has been spoken about and where they're at when it comes to their selection policy. You?
What about me?
Oh, he's
sorry,
defensive.
Anyone in the gun? 133353.
Yes,
all right, 133353, Crows fans. Talk to us. You're going to feel better when you talk. Get it out there. 133353, Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, Triple M.
Triple M's 10 grand no repeat workday guarantee is back. It means we won't play the same song twice. Or will we? Catch us out and win 10 grand.
Oh, you're kidding.
10K.
I think I've heard this song today.
We guarantee to repeat a song in June. If we don't stuff it up first.
Love taking the piss out of Triple M's Head of Rock for stuffing it up again.
Triple M's 6 till 6, no repeat workday.
Listen up, I'm not going to repeat myself. The place for the new Ford Ranger FX is Mourne Team Mount Barker. ntford.com.au.
Triple M.
Tom Lynch coming up around about 10 past 5 on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Brunello.
Now, the lovely boys got rolled last night at Adelaide Oval. Jars, I was trying to find a quote of yours. I think you said it was going to be a 10-goal victory.
I did. Yeah. And again, I'm... Yeah.
You got
enough's enough.
Yeah, you need
for
to
me.
Refrain from
nah,
that.
Nah, enough's enough for me. You know, you try and back him in, you stay positive, but just a slap in the face to us and the Crow supporters.
Yeah, Hawks too good. Let's get to the family. The phones are up and about. Go there.
Anthony of Athelstan. G'day, mate.
How you going, boys?
Good, Anthony. Your
what
thoughts?
I just
think there needs to be more heart there. last night, I've been a member since I was 5 years old, and last night I felt like I wanted to vomit watching that.
The second half was terrible, mate. Some of the worst football I've seen in a long, long, long time in an Adelaide Crows jumper.
Exactly. You build up so much hope. And last night, I just felt like it just all fell apart. It just, I don't know. After last night, my confidence in that team has just gone down a lot. I mean, I love them to death. But I don't know. If there's no plan B, if there's nothing going to change, what's it to hope for?
Thank you, Anthony.
Good on you, mate.
I asked Pikey pre-game about tagging. And he said, yeah, it's certainly an option they're going to look at.
And did they?
On the night, no.
No.
Because they've given Luke Brown a little couple of testy runs, and he hurt himself.
He got injured, correct.
I just sort of thought when Mitchell was firing on all cylinders in the third, it might have been
time. Quiet him down.
Might have been time to cool down the
Kurtley's influence. You know what I mean? You know, what do they do in that box up there, those boys? How does it work?
I don't know. I don't know.
Pikey's in charge. He's the boss.
They've got their methods, and that they'll have their keys that the alarm bells go off on certain things. Right, but I would put it to you, execution was a massive one.
I understand that.
Do you know what I mean?
I understand that. But I've been told that the last four losses.
But it might just simply be that his style is, as a coach, like Neil Craig's was previously, that you trust in your process. A lot of them do. I hate that word.
So we got Neil Craig DNA on us.
No, I'm not saying that because he changed a game plan against Hawthorn last time. He went from couldn't get a touch, so they went long to the air and they stitched him up at Hawthorn.
Chris of Heathfield. G'day, mate.
Hi, fellas. Look, I don't want to be too hard on Taylor, but I don't think he's shown anything really as qualities of a captain ever since he got the job. And he's had some good games, but the things that really need to be done, I think Phil Walsh was hoping that something more might have come out of him, but I just think he's just not delivering, as a captain and as a key position player. So he's just not doing
it. But Chris, as a captain, what do you expect him to deliver on game day?
Well, I'd expect him to be able to chase, tackle like some of the good players in key positions. Look at how Buddy tackles. Buddy's got an overall game. He's not just a goal kicker, but he keeps the ball in the area. He can't chase. I mean, so he did a couple of things last night. He tried to run through three players and got knocked off for holding the ball. Well, he could have handballed initially, but I just think, you know, we're just lacking that leadership. And you compare him to Selwood and people like that. I know Selwood plays a different position, but you've got to, you know, I just think we've tried and tried with him, and I just think the Crows in their current situation, they're not going to go top this year. They're not going to go top.
On current form, no.
For the record, Tex had two tackles last night.
Yep.
And like we said, I mean, it's a tough one. I think he's the right man for the job at the moment because if I look through that list, I don't see anyone else having the ability to drag the boys with him. And in defence of Tex on last night, and he'll openly admit, second quarter dropped a few marks, and the service that's coming in, their forward entries were really ordinary and nowhere near what they've been, and that makes it really hard as a forward. You don't want to blame the people on the deck, but sometimes it kills you. When there's a plus one, you're playing an extra, they've got seven defenders.
Forwards have got to lead up.
You've got, you know, and they weren't lowering their eyes much last night.
No, they don't lower their eyes,
Luke. They got a bit caught under pressure and they started to bomb the footy again.
Can I say hello to Jammo of Adelaide City? G'day, Jammo.
There you go, mate. I thought I had flights then. Actually, boys, I was wondering if you can help me. I was after some cheap flights and accommodation for the last week of September. I heard Andrew Jarman had some going cheap.
He's got a really good memory, Jammo, of course, because after about round five, he came in, he said, book it, lock it in, we're sold, I'm going, we're taking the week off, we're doing the show out of Melbourne, so, Jazz, have you got them available?
No,
will
Jammo.
They be on eBay or Gumtree?
Buddy, shot me mouth off as usual, Jammo, not thinking before I shot me mouth off.
Keep a lid on it, son, keep a lid on it.
I'm going to bolt it down now. I am, Lou.
Tell you what we're going to do, we might
be a bit more measured.
We may have to dig a hole and bury you in it.
Can you read some of the Twitter family?
Yeah, I will. Just as I get to that,
what's this?
Yips. What? Round of music coming
up on
Monday.
And you know what else bugs me with you? What? Don't call us lovely boys.
You are the lovely boys.
Don't.
You're lovely.
It's disrespectful to these boys.
You play a lovely game of football. A lovely. Hate feeder. What did I say to Sloaney? That package clearly didn't arrive before game day that I was sending through the internet. The angry pills.
Don't like it.
The tough pills. Can you get a presents?
No.
Can you?
Yeah,
the only presents you guys have got is Christmas presents.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Time to treat yourself with golf run-out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Well, Jars, there's been movement at the station with the big battle between Cricket Australia and the Australian Cricketers Association. A man who knows more than us and is going to give us the latest details. He's former Test star and Australian Cricketers Association player liaison manager, one and only one of our faves, Simon Kadish. Kad, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks very much, guys.
Jars and I both love our cricket dearly. He's a very good, medium, fast opening bowler who can swing it both ways. Kat, what is happening, and is there been a softening a bit from Cricket Australia with the latest round or offer?
Yeah, look, obviously there's been a bit of news breaking today from Cricket Australia. Unfortunately, I can't go into that at the moment because the ACA is working through that as we speak. Hopefully we'll be making a statement on that in later today, if not tomorrow morning. What I can say is obviously the last 9 or 10 months, having been involved in negotiations, both parties have been at loggerheads. Obviously, there's no denying that. And I guess things have probably come to a standstill in the last few weeks. But given the AFL deal in the last week, that's obviously probably brought things to a bit of a head. And that's something that, we've been trying to get done, obviously, for a while now. June 30's looming. Yep. Next Friday, week away. And, from the players' point of view, we certainly don't want the game of cricket to be tarnished because of this. So as a result, hopefully, something might happen late in the piece, but that remains to be seen.
Mm. Hashtag fair share has been the one that everybody has stuck by from a player's point of view. And the big sticking point, Kat, probably has been, it's not so much the high-end elite talent who make the big money. It's everybody along the way, and that is the state player in particular. And the sharing of the revenues with both state players and female players, it's fair to say that that hasn't been great in terms of offer. And the other one being, it's the share model, which has worked beautifully up until now. They've gone away from it. AFL have gone with it. Yet Cricket Australia says, well, there's just a pool of funds as opposed to a revenue share.
Yeah, look, this is the thing. I think we have been a long way apart on basically the overarching principle, which is the revenue share model. Cricket Australia are trying to modify it. We obviously want the status quo. And I think with what's happened this week, there's no doubt the AFL deal is more closely embracing a partnership model. The only thing is, it is difficult to compare apples with apples because cricket's got three formats. It's got different, global leagues and audiences and things like that compared to AFL. But one thing that has been really noticeable is that word partnership.
Kat, say something. There's a roadblock that you don't see coming before June 30 and the boys do boycott the Bangladesh tour. Who's going to play?
That's a good question because...
Where's your coffee, Kat? Where's the baggy groom? Yeah. Mate, it might be due. We might call
there's
you
no,
up.
There's no way I would do that to the current group because we understand that they are sticking together, and that's the thing that has been really impressive in all of this.
Yep.
The top guys have been approached, and the girls as well, the top female players by Cricket Australia, with individual offers to say, take this money and accept this offer. But it would have meant that the revenue share model was broken. And as a result, they've said, no, we don't want that. We want to make sure that all players, which is state, men and female, are part of this model, which has worked so well for so long. The model, and Tim May was quoted recently, the model isn't broken. It's still doing its job.
Yeah.
The game goes well, everyone benefits. If it doesn't, the players are going to share in that risk as well. So let's hope that the game of cricket doesn't get to the point where the players, are put in that situation come July 1 and they're unemployed.
Let's leave that for a minute, Kat. You must be very pleased with the plans you put in place at GWS. You're probably going to get yourself a big cup at the end of the year, mate.
Not at all. The boys actually had a few of them over for dinner on Sunday night, and the boys know that it's a tough season. It's such an open season, and they know that given the injuries they've had this year, there's still a lot of hard work to be done, and they probably haven't played maybe as consistently as they did last year, albeit obviously with totally different personnel. So they know there's a lot of work to be done, but at the same time, it's a pretty good spot to be in, being in the top two at the moment.
Kat, if you were playing AFL football or even just grassroots footy, what type of player would you describe yourself as?
I reckon I might have been up before the match review panel a few times.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, boy.
But not for a jumper punch, no. I think I would have tried to play it as hard and fair as I possibly could.
Inside mid?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'd probably have him pegged more as a little dowler back pocket that every chance he got, he just went straight through and head over the footy and a couple of cheeky
just
ones.
Clubbed just a couple on the way through. A
few ear massages just on the way back. And whatever we did, we'd stay in the club rooms and have a beer with him, Jar, wouldn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt we'd have a beer afterwards. But anyway,
that's good. Yeah. Hey, Kat, thank you so much, mate.
Thanks very much, guys.
There is Simon Kadish, former Australian cricketer and a man. deep in it in negotiations with Cricket Australia, trying to get a deal done.
So, Lou, put the coffin away then. Looks like it should be resolved.
Oh, even
no,
if it is.
Bangladesh, no.
Cats are men of principles, aren't you, Cap of Jars? He'd happily go to Bangladesh, Cat, if you need a scab.
There's no one crossing the picket line, mate.
You heard it here first.
See you, mate.
See you, Cat.
See you, guys.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Time to treat yourself with Golf Run Out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
And they've got the Rush Hour boys covered as well. Jars and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
Quick tweet from Mark Bowley on the Crows last night. I miss the Crows of old, the passionate, hard, tough in and under types. You know, Aaron Phillips, Chelsea Randall, Ed Marinoff.
I think Mark's on the money, to be quite honest with you. I think I agree with that little tweet.
Right, a fun little fact for everybody, and this is for you in particular, Juice. Not sure of what the arrangement is at home at the moment, but great study out, and I think everybody should get on board with this.
What is it?
Frequent sex will boost your brain power. Now, we know active listening is not your greatest strength in here, and you can fatigue up with the old WFFS,
right.
All those bits and pieces.
Where's this information coming from?
From the Oxford University, my good friend.
So what are they saying? Give me some numbers.
I'm glad you asked, my friend.
Give me some numbers.
So here's what will help. So more frequent sexual activity. Yeah. Mm. And they're not suggesting you have to pick it up, and it's just between you and your loved one, all right? Mm. It suggests their verbal fluency was better. This is the study results. So verbal fluency, which...
Mm. Well, I got great fluency with mother.
I'm not worried about mother. It's actually your verbal fluency now in your day-to-day life.
Yes, understand,
it's
Luke.
The translation.
Yes.
So you with that bottom lip that gets
catchy
sometimes.
Which seizes
sometimes.
Up from time to time. Right, yeah.
So verbal fluency is one.
Good.
Your ability to visually perceive objects was improved.
That's never been an issue with my vision.
Yeah.
You reckon?
You're late in the day, around 5:30.
Yeah, my left eye does water up.
You get a little bit iffy.
Right,
and
right. What's
the third one?
Third, give me a...
This is a really good one. Probably pretty important when driving and in cars. You could judge the space between objects better.
Oh, yeah. And so, I do lack in that department.
Yeah. A little bit of depth perception. You can get all of that. You don't have to go back to school.
Does it say anything about
endurance? You don't have to go to night school.
No.
No, sorry. All you have to do is increase your frequency of your sexual activity. Now, I think we've all got that in
us.
Yes. We've all got it. I'm going home to practice it tonight.
Absolutely. And I wish you well. Were you going to focus on your vision?
Well.
Your verbal?
Well, the things that will come. And this is scary. If I was to up the ante at home, verbal fluency would become better.
Yes. But you don't have an issue with that,
and
area.
I'd be dangerous then. Maybe I'd get a call up to the big show. My ability to visually perceive objects would be improved.
Okay.
And I could judge the space between objects.
And what are
better.
You like with your judging your spaces when you're in your little Merc?
Very good.
Are you really?
I'm one of the greats.
On the way up to the eastern suburbs of Adelaide.
As I drive back to Barnside.
Here we go.
Hey. Yeah. Sing it with me. Sing it, family. Come through the door tonight singing that one. And everybody
Look
wins.
Look at it. Go shopping.
Maz. Come on, Maz.
On the time.
Do it for the show, Maz. Do it for the show.
It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on Triple M.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Time to treat yourself with Golf Run Out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Triple M Rocks footy from 5:30 tonight, the Friday night huddle. Judge Juddy, be on the lookout for it. Howie's there, Darce is there. Purple will be floating around as well. And, of course, the superstar, that is Chris Judd.
Mm.
Check it out. Big game of football tonight too. Essendon without Kyle Hooker. Massive blow for them, taking on the red-hot Sydney Swans, who are just on the march.
Yeah,
just,
your boys.
And going off our ladder
flying.
From round 7 onwards.
Yep. Where are they?
Win tonight, they'll be 6-1.
The form side in the comp.
They are. Red-hot form side of the competition. Before I get to the... Actually, give me the Port Adelaide changes,
okay.
Please.
Port Adelaide have made two changes. They're forced changes. Out is Jared Polak with a hamstring and Matthew Broadbent with an ankle, Lulu. Mm-hmm. But coming in is Jasper Pittard.
Yep.
He gets some redemption there. Matthew White.
Well, Matty White.
Gets another opportunity. And this is it.
Yeah,
this
I
is
think
career
so.
Is on the line against Collingwood. And they've got two changes. Josh Smith out, omitted. and Matty Schoenberg has been omitted.
Yeah.
I'd like the Crows to have a little knock on the door of young Matthew Schoenberg because he can play. But Tyson Goldsack is back and Benny Reed. That's
big
a good in for them. So
big game of footy.
Dangerous
there.
Game for Port tomorrow, Lulu.
Can I just go back to the fact about career on the line? Good call. Astute call. Man that knows what he's talking about call.
Thanks, Lulu.
All right, Ken Hinckley on Pittard's return.
Jasper gets a chance now to come back into the team and hopefully come back to some really, really good form himself, and he can take care of Brodie's position, and that will be great for all of us.
Has he had a trim? Do you think he's gone out a haircut as well?
Happens don't know,
a bit,
buddy.
Happens a bit. Penny drops when you get yourself out of the team.
I understand that.
You have a look in the mirror, you go,
maybe need maybe a change up. But I don't think he has, Lulu.
Hasn't he?
Oh, no.
All right. Okay. Speaking of something that's not scruffy, that is real good, and if it's in your skyrocket heading into the weekend, you are armed and dangerous. It's time for the quiz.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name.
Yeah!
Thanks to Automasters.
Are you ready for a braking emergency on the way home? Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS and get a brake inspection.
We love our good friends at Automasters. If you've got anything wrong with your car, that is the place to go. You want to get your aircon ready. I know it's a bit cold at the moment. Get it ready for summer. Get in there. Anything else you need with your wheels, they take care of you. And at a real good price.
Been good friends of ours this year.
They are. It's a good relationship. And the Automasters Lifeline, one of the greatest, I suppose, inventions in radio history.
Is that your idea?
A free pass? No.
What?
The good people. The good people of Automasters.
They come up with it.
They work the angle. How do we get that into the vernacular? Well, so give it to us and we'll do the rest.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you go, would you like one or two Automasters lifelines? Who's playing?
Ian of Prospect. G'day, Ian. Thanks for holding on, mate. And all the best. We want to give away $1,000. Come on.
Thanks. G'day, boys. How are you?
Yeah. We're really good, Ian. And you would have noticed then that I didn't take credit for another person's idea, unlike someone else in the show who passed off some information as his own.
I don't.
Week's a long time in footy.
Yeah, come on, that was I acknowledge Soders gave me that mail.
You had to because you went with it 8 hours prior. And 10 questions, actually 9 with the Automasters Lifeline. You're okay with how to use it?
Yep.
Okay. And everything else, $10 per question. Get them all right, you get $1,000. Good luck.
Cool, thank you.
Question number one, Ian of Prospect. How many points did the Crows lose by last night?
14.
Which Crows player had the least amount of possessions last night?
Pass.
Okay. Who does Mitchell Pearce play for? Is it the Sydney Roosters or the Melbourne Storm?
Pass.
Spell Jasper Pittard's first name, Jasper.
J-A-S-P-E-R.
How many players per side will be there in the AFLX competition starting in September?
7.
How many goals did the Socceroos score last night?
1.
Okay, what sample team does Jonty Schoenberg play for?
Papa.
Name a team playing AFL tonight, Friday Night Footy.
Essendon.
How tall is basketballer Terence Ferguson? Is he 200 centimetres or 204 centimetres?
204.
How old was Andrew Jarman when he debuted for North Adelaide?
18.
Ian. Where's your Automasters Lifeline,
Ian,
man?
Ian.
You told me you had,
I was
sussed.
I was ready.
You just told me it was all good. Would you like to throw it in there somewhere quickly?
Yeah, Automasters for the next one.
Righto, cool. Oh, right. Would have gone back to one. Okay, Mer, can you work that?
Can you do that?
No.
I don't reckon you can.
I think you can.
1, 2, 3, 4.
5, correct.
$60 coming your way, Ian.
$60?
Yeah.
Cheers, boys.
Jesus, you talk about a tight fiscal
Ian,
program.
Ian, $60 coming your way. Enjoy. I'll hand you back to our producers while I talk to these two dumbasses here in the studio. Now, you blokes, the reason we do it is we've just been able to rejig our deal with Automasters who are staying on. The more we can say Automasters, the better it's going to
Give
be.
Give him another one then.
Well played, Ian. He used his Automasters Lifeline to get it over the line and get himself $60. Well played, and a big thank you to Automasters. Chris, having a spell.
Trumpy. I'm going to call you Trumpy.
Chris can have a spell for 2 days, but for those playing at home, the non-sniffer last night for the Adelaide Crows, Andy Otten, 6 touches. He's a rooster.
He had a poor night.
Mitchell Pearce is a rooster and a dog man.
And he's not playing tomorrow night either, is
nah,
he? He's injured, I think.
Glenelg is the home of Jonty Schoenberg.
Yep.
the brother
200 centimetres tall is Terrence Ferguson. Pick 21 in today's NBA draft.
Well, the prez is piped
up. Oklahoma City is where he is.
Is that a good club or not?
Yeah, well, how good is that? Jeez, you are... Ignorance is no excuse. Right? And the old flacker out there who loves
I'm
his,
a Lakers man.
He loves his ball.
I'm a Magic Johnson man.
Alonzo.
That's all I care about.
You've got Alonzo. He's there. The man with the most overpowering father in sport.
Is he really?
He's there. He's playing for the Lakers.
So
pick two. I don't even know what I'm talking about. It's boring me to tears to talking about it.
Oh, last one.
And the Jews. Shut up, Murph. I know what I'm doing. How old was Andrew the Hirsute Jarman when he debuted? For the Chooks, the mighty Chooks.
I'll do a blighty here.
He was 17.
Yeah, can I do a blighty?
And he had a few feathers on. How many did you have?
I kicked two.
Yeah. I kicked two on that day. They said blighty. I kicked three on that day. Yeah, that's right. Well, you're going to tell us anyhow. Well done, everybody. $60. Should bump it up to 70.
Thanks to?
Thanks to Automasters.
Have you had your brakes checked recently?
Exactly.
Yeah. One,
given this
three.
Weather.
1-300 Automasters, all right? Give them a call. Hey, coming up next, Tom Lynch, The Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, Triple M.
Automasters.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Time to treat yourself with golf run-out specials until the end of June. It really is the perfect time to treat yourself at Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Righto, Juice, the Crows, very disappointing last night. The Hawks, well-coached, well-drilled, well-executed. And joining us now to try and tell us what happened is a good friend of ours, Tommy Lynch. Lynch, here, welcome to the Rush Hour.
How are you, fellas?
Mate, tough night at the office. Credit where credit is due. They had a plan and they executed beautifully. Played an extra man out the back, rolled you at your own game in that sense and just sliced and diced, especially in that second half where they scored you, outscored you 8-3.
Yeah, it was really disappointing. And, the guys are, we had recovery this morning and obviously reviewed the game to a little bit last night. But in the infancy of it all, we're all pretty flat and disappointed what we dished up.
Mate, it was a terrible performance in that second half there, Lynch. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, my friend, but why are we a nice footy side?
Yeah, you're right. It's that starts from the top all the way down. So, we've got some work to do, obviously, to change some habits that we're, dishing up at the minute. And, but I've got full faith that we're able to turn around.
Tommy, had some good opportunities and just more skill errors, especially in that second term, even though you got yourselves out to a 3-goal lead at halftime, just dropping your chest marks, probably just some poor kicking options. But the big one I think that miffed a lot of the audience watching on is that obviously Jakey Lever was your loose at times, but they either had Luke Hodge back there or a plus one out the back, and it seemed to suit their style of play in the sense that they could always go back and then try to go around you with use of the footy, that Pikey chose not to really square it up and even it up.
Yeah, look, I think it was more about the fact that, our skill execution and most of their drive or ability to link up across halfback was due to our turnovers. And it wasn't just kicking, it was marking. And I dropped a few marks and, there was no one or two individuals. It was, it was a whole collective.
And Lynchy, why are the coaching staff stubborn?
We can touch on a few things on what worked and what didn't work. But at the end of the day, I mean, if we hit our kicks and take our marks and hit our handball and the
fundamentals,
really basic fundamentals of how we play. We're not going to be worrying about their plus one or their extra behind the ball because you can bypass him. So when you're unable to do that, it stands out pretty clearly. But we obviously were really disappointed in that aspect last night, and we're not going to shy away from thinking it was anything other than that,
Lynchy, unfortunately now you've got a few blokes that are out of form. The guys I'm sort of talking about, even though Eddie had 1-3, hasn't been himself for about a month. Charlie Cameron's really dropped away. Brody Smith, Kyle Hardigan.
Good
There's
players.
A few other boys that are just battling along, sort of, going okay but not going great. So it's almost a collective now where you go, hang on a minute, we're just in a bit of a spot. And, of course, you've got Sloane still struggling to break free and get back to his brilliant best. So the question marks are going to remain is that tag Sloane, come with some physicality, play a man behind the footy like Hawthorne and the Demons, and all of a sudden, if you take it up to him, you're going to be half a chance.
Yeah, I think the key word you used there was collective. I mean, it's not just a couple of guys. Mm. When we win and have a good weight of numbers performance and we get great even contribution amongst the whole group. And when we don't, we drop away and, it's hard to find, some winners across the field. So seems like when we're winning at the moment, we've got 22 players put their hand up and play their role. And then when we're losing, you know, it's one or two that can maybe even put their hand up or even zero, but which is concerning. You need to have a wider numbers, and you need to be able to play your role and win your role on the day. And when we're losing at the minute, that drops away dramatically.
Lynchy, what was Pikey's message after the game when he sat down with the players? What was the frustration coming out from Donald Pike?
Yeah, exactly that. A little bit of frustration and disappointment. But we're really clear on what wins games of footy, yeah. and what we need to do to be able to compete and put a stronger performance than we did last night. And it's pretty black and white and what we need to do. And basically, we need to go and train it now. And we've got 9 days to come, so it gives us a good opportunity to have some solid training sessions. We need to obviously review the game, have strong feedback to one another, and then go out there and train and get better.
Lynchy, if you're not kicking 120 points, it would appear that you're a bit easy to score against. So if the game's not on your terms, it seemed to be some easy goals again. And I think from memory and having seen all your losses live, that opposition are able to get some easy, cheap goals against you. That's got to be a little concerning because you've got a back six who, on their day, are super attacking and very good, but like to zone off and play area footy. When asked the question to defend, a few questions are coming up a little short at the moment.
We're right in the top end of the ladder for a reason. We've played some exceptional footy this year.
Yep.
Yeah, we focus on our losses, but I think that's four of them now. And there's plenty of teams that haven't had four losses in the league. So we've played some great footy. We're going to look to continue to do so. But we're obviously disappointed, and that's the high level expectation we hide ourselves, keep ourselves to. And you'll see us respond pretty quickly, but let's not get carried away and think we're the worst footy side in the world. We're doing a lot right.
Well, I wasn't saying that, Tommy boy. I was just suggesting that at times, that if it's not all happening through the middle, and I understand, mate, the glass half full policy is the correct policy because, like you said, still sit on top of the ladder. You've got a guy called Greenwood who's showing great things and maturing nicely, like going to blossom into a really good inside big midfielder. But it's just, you go off what's happened. We're not trying to grill you, put you on the stake,
no,
mate.
No, definitely. I'm more so just letting, we've got great belief in our group. And it's obviously extremely disappointing last night, but we've got to face reality, and that's what we dished up last night, and that's the footy side we are at the minute.
Appreciate you giving us your time. I've got to ask this question as a past player. What does this current playing group stand for each week?
Oh, we've got our own trademark that we keep ourselves accountable for and what we stand for, and that's between our four walls. But, we're a ferocious group that are really hungry for success. As I mentioned earlier on, when we have even contribution, it goes a long way to us getting results. So we're a real close team, which will help each other through this time, and I'm sure we'll come out on the better side.
Thanks so much for your time, mate.
Lovely having a chat with you, fellas.
There he is.
Appreciate
Tommy
it,
Lynch
mate.
Of the Adelaide Crows. Obviously didn't get up last night, but Lynchy very strong, very prickly too there. Hit back at us nicely, Jazz, about the Crows, and he's absolutely right. It's a hiccup. It's a blip. And the beauty about footy, there's still half a season to go. They've got to regroup. Their best footy is certainly good enough. It's a rush hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.